Are you planning to go on a cruise vacation? Wait, is it your first time? Then read the following tips in order to avoid a few rookie mistakes, which are very common to make. Keep reading the points thoroughly to ensure you have a memorable time on board and don't have slip-ups. Tip 1. Sort out the budget. Cruises come with different price tags. The cruise ship packages that you come across are usually inclusive of certain things like accommodation, onboard entertainment, and meals. But other services like spa, bars, and shore excursions, buying souvenirs, drinks and sodas, and dining in the expensive restaurant cost extra. Thus, you need to decide on a budget first. And stick to it. To make things easier, decide on per-person budget. This way you will have some extra bucks to spend. But don't dare plan a cruise vacation without clearing out on the budget. Tip 2, the number of days you can, actually, stay away from work. Okay, so let's get real. If you have a steady job, you will have certain responsibilities at your workplace. The length of a cruise vacation can range anywhere from 2 days to all year. Though most cruise liners have voyages around 4 to 11 days, you have to decide how long can you stay away from your work, without creating a ruckus at your workplace. The number of days you can stay away again is a major aspect you have to be mindful of when picking a cruise liner. Tip 3, where do you want to go? Different cruise lines have different locations. Some travel to the Arctic, a few to Antarctica, some go around Europe and America, while others cruise around Asia or maybe all over the world. As a first-time cruiser, you have to be mindful of your destination. Cruise vacations are not all about trading over blue waters. You will be docking on to different ports. So research well about the destinations of the cruise liners to avoid surprises and disappointment. Check with your travel agent or the online site of the cruise before finalizing on any. Tip 4, the cabin you want to reside in. Inside cabins are the cheapest but can be extremely small, because they are windowless. Suites are huge in terms of both space and money. Many cruise ships come with balcony cabins, which can be romantic but their location matters. If they are located next to the deck, you can expect noises at all times of the day. A room next to the bar or the restaurant means dragging chair noises during odd hours. So be very cautious when picking a cabin. Weigh in all the options and opt for one which you are sure you will be comfortable in, because that is what matters. Tip 5, what kind of clothes will you carry? A few cruise liners have formal night dinners for all its guests. This means you will need proper dinner jackets and dresses to attend. Don't walk in wearing pajamas just because it is a cruise ship. Cruise ships are pretty staunch about their dressing codes. Thus, packing your bags depending on the kind of entertainment arrangements of the cruise ship is important. Definitely, pack your swimsuit and quirky slogan tees, but check the itinerary before you board the ship. Fashion embarrassment is something you want to avoid at all cost. Tip 6, what kind of facilities are you looking for? Every cruise ship has different kinds of activity to offer. Most ships include Broadway appearances, dance performances and magic shows in their entertainment sections. Some even include casinos, all-night pubs, spa, beauty salons, fitness centers, and activity rooms and so on. The luxurious display of facilities plays a major role when on board. You will have not much to do. Thus, having the right kind of entertainment is important. Check on those as well before finalizing. To conclude, a cruise ship vacation is fun as long as you know what it has to offer. A cruise ship should be booked on the basis of its ability to meet your basic expectations. If it is not met, no matter how wonderful everything looks, you will be bored out of your mind. Thus, make sure to check out all the above-mentioned points when opting for cruise ship vacations. Have a memorable first-time cruise vacation. Bon voyage!